Okay, I think many of you subscribe to George Filer's brilliant Filer's Files, comes out every week. It is the world class of UFO, ET, and historic information pertaining to that and other things as well. George is a master at creating this wonderful publication that has, I'm sure, a pass-along rate sky high. So if you want to subscribe, you can do so. It doesn't cost you a thing, although it's always good to send George a thank you, a little bit of a tip here and there. I would like to say that without question, when the Pentagram announced recently, yes, I meant Pentagram, that they had been evaluating, testing, and learning from crashed ET craft, nobody said anything. There was no big rumble in the media about it. And those people who heard it yawned and kept right on grazing. They didn't do anything. So to me, if that story was accurate, and I believe it was, and the Pentagon has admitted that they're testing pieces of ET crashed craft, what the hell does that say? It says that the stupid, insulting, asinine cover-up is over, formally and officially, and that the average rank-and-file denizen of this tawdry, dour, D-O-U-R, planet couldn't care less. They just couldn't care. So, okay. George, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Fine. Doing fine. Got my first vaccine and expect another one in a week or two.
Well, God bless you, George. My fingers are crossed. There's a lot of very controversial data about those unproven. You are now part of a test program that will go on for the next 2 years, a phase three trial. It is not an approved vaccine. I hope they gave you a tremendous amount of information before you took it, because you are involved and you may lose your health policy because of it. You are voluntary in your involvement in an ongoing medical experiment. This is phase three. It is an emergency approval, and there are people now losing their health policies because of it. Just
really?
That's something they should have. Yes, that's something they should have told you. They didn't. They won't. Anybody who takes these vaccines now is putting literally their life on the line. And I'm sure you were aware of some of this before. But first of all, George, and you are a friend of long, long standing, this is not an approved vaccine. It is not an approved vaccine in that it's been shown to work. It is not a normal vaccine. You cannot create a vaccine in 2 days, which is what Moderna claims to have done. Pfizer said it took them only a few hours. This is not a vaccine. It's a carrier for nanotechnology, the mRNA single-strand virus, which is covered with nanotech lipids, which go right into the brain, among other things. So maybe you got lucky and got a placebo. I think they're doing that just to keep the number of injuries down. I think they're putting out placebo. They know these things don't work. So it's a very complicated situation. I don't mean to scare you, but I, if you want information, I can give you as much as you want. And I would strongly suggest you avoid the second shot. That's just me talking to you as a friend.
Okay. Well, it's interesting that the Russians came out a year early than we did with the vaccine.
Yeah, and the Russians' newest vaccine, their third, Sputnik 5 doesn't seem to have the injury rate and the death rate that this Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca vaccine do. They just don't. The new vaccine the Russians are working on is a dead virus vaccine. They claim to have isolated enough of the virus so they can put it dead in a vaccine, put it in your body, and your immune system can learn it. What you just got, if it was a full-fledged vaccine, George, was a genetic therapy, a genetic changing therapy that has changed and is changing your cellular DNA right now, so your cells will manufacture the exact protein that the virus manufactures without you having to be infected with the virus. Your cells produce the protein, and therefore your immune system will have something to key on and learn about. That's the theory. The problem is there's no off switch. Once your genetics are changed to make this protein, they will make it until the day you matriculate to the other side. It's not going to stop. Did they tell you any of the things I've told you?
No, they don't.
All right.
Don't tell you anything.
See, this is beyond criminal, George. It is beyond outrageous that you have no ability to sue those bastards if anything should happen to you, God forbid. They are completely immune from any legal action. And what I just told George, every one of you out there should hear that at least before you make up your mind to take this vaccine. Let me ask you an honest question, George. If you had known what I just told you, and I know I'm asking you to take a little bit of a leap of faith here and assume it's all accurate. Trust me, I bet my life on it, it is. If you were told all this, would you have taken the vaccine?
Probably not.
Okay. All right. I just want to make that point. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Although
I don't think...
You know, an older person would theoretically... The virus
you're
can,
the most vulnerable, George. George, you're the most vulnerable to this vaccine. The virus isn't killing people. It's the vaccine. I have a doctor friend who's in the Midwest. He asked me to call him. I didn't know him. I know him now. He takes care of a bunch of, actually it's a female, a bunch of extended care facilities for seniors. Now, what I've called this virus for a long time is a fraud. The actual virus is geriatric genocide. He said, she said, that of all the patients in her hospitals that she takes care of, extended care facilities, there were no abnormal deaths. But as soon as the vaccine began to be administered to these older people, she said that they had, I guess it was 25 dead in all seven facilities within a couple of weeks, many within 48 hours of taking this damn shot. It's an injection. You are a participant in a phase 3 trial of an experimental gene-altering compound. It's a genetic item, the mRNA virus, covered with nanotech lipids so that your body won't tear it apart right away. The lipids protect it, and it goes right into the brain. Anyway, I don't want to scare you. I will send you some material that you and Janet and your friends can look at. This is part of the New World Order globalist population reduction program. There are dozens of young mothers who have now lost their children. They're either stillborn or they're spontaneously miscarrying after getting the vaccines. One lady, 78 years old, in Orange County, didn't even make it past a 20-minute observation period after she got the vaccine. She fell over and died on the floor in there after about 15 minutes. Now, it doesn't impact everybody the same way. It obviously depends on your immune system. It depends on other factors. I'm not a scientist. I can't tell you. I can only tell you what the stories are. And the stories are not being spread on the mainstream media, so you don't know about them. And those bastards will not tell you before you get the shot. And they should. It's all about informed consent. I'm sorry, I'm getting angry here. I got to stop.
They claim they're going to vaccinate all the teachers this month.
Well, of course. They claim they want to vaccinate the whole world. In your life, have you ever seen anything like this? It's called the bum's rush.
Well, I didn't think that China pulled a biowarfare on us, you know, like they do with lots of things.
Right. I'll send you some things I want you to look at. I'll send you a documentary. You and Janet look at it, okay? And then you think twice about getting that second shot. That second shot has clearly very strong potential to cause injury. And I believe that after the first shot, when another virus comes around, say in a year, your immune system will issue a hyperactive response, and it could be fatal in a lot of people. We've talked about that on this program. Talked about it last night with Erica Kahn again. We don't know what's in that vaccine. The president of Namibia in Africa, they were opening cases, and they found bottle after bottle of vaccine that said, not for use in the United States or the European Union. Now, if all vaccines are being created about the same way, why would they do that? Because this vaccine batch was designed to be given to black Africans. Why? You figure it out. I think it's pretty easy to connect the dots. So, not all vaccines are the same. They're not vaccines to begin with. And I believe that different groups of people are getting also different types of this injection. And older people are getting something that's going to take a lot of them out. A lot of them have already gone. They're just gone. The world controllers, the elite, don't want older people around because they remember. Younger people don't know their elbow from their toe. There's another way to say that, but I won't. That's what they want. They want younger people who are empty-headed and they're drooling reactionaries. They're not proactive thinkers. So let me just send you this one particular documentary, and you guys look at it. I'm not going to say anything to try and suggest, oh my God, George, you're going to die, but you may end up with all of a sudden an autoimmune problem, or vision problems, or God forbid anything worse. But a lot of people have facial paralysis now. It's called, what's it called? Bell's palsy. There are a lot of things, many, many injuries. And they are injuries. Some can be healed, some are not. Some people end up with these massive full body spasms that cannot be stopped with any medication. And they're jerking violently 24 hours a day, and they're going to die. You can't do that. They can't sleep. So, no, this is not a proven, safe thing they're doing. And if you weren't told what I told you in the beginning, the people that gave this injection to you ought to be locked up for years, in my view. Years.
I don't think they know it.
All the more reason. Gross negligence on their part. Participating in something that they don't understand. I don't excuse that. Sorry. Anyway, the CDC has admitted now that 1,200 and some have died in this country in 6 weeks. The real number is probably three or four times that high. They have admitted that over 10,000 have had injuries. The real number is probably 40,000 plus. This is a cover-up. This is all about George, the Georgia Guidestones, and the proclamation that the world population is going to be reduced by up to 90%. That's the plan. I'm sorry to say this to all of you listening again, because you've all heard it before, but my friend George wasn't, and most people getting these shots are not being told. You just heard it. I say that's criminal negligence and certainly an accessory to potential geriatric genocide. Anyhow, all right, enough, George. We got some wonderful people here.
I've been talking
here.
To people that saying that China essentially conducted biowarfare on us, and they claim that they only had 15,000 dead, I don't know how factual that is, but that's what they claim. And we have, what, 500,000 plus all around the world.
But George, the Centers for Disease Control has admitted that only 6% of the 500,000 alleged dead. That means 30,000 people, only 6% died because of and only of the alleged coronavirus. 6%. The 500,000 figure is a lie. I have the CDC story. I'll send that to you as well. I'll repeat, they admit that only 6% of the 500,000 alleged dead from coronavirus actually died of only coronavirus. Most all those others died of comorbidities, existing health products, existing health conditions that these alleged, these injection products only make worse. It's not the virus. So, no, it's 6% of 500,000, 30,000 people. That's all. That's all that have died only with the virus. And the test that they use to determine if someone's infected, George, is 95% false positive. It's a PCR test. It doesn't work. It's not suitable to determine any clinical infection of any kind in anybody. The inventor of that test, Dr. Kerry Mullis, said that a year ago before he died rather unexpectedly. They didn't want him to say that because the PCR test was going to be their gold standard. Oh my, if the PCR test is positive, you've got it. Well, what they did with the PCR test was kept amplifying the sample until they found a piece of a coronavirus. You ever had a cold, George? You bet. Every cold is a coronavirus. And you have little pieces of coronavirus DNA still in your system. So they take a swab and they keep enlarging or amplifying that sample until they find a piece of that coronavirus from a cold you had 10 years ago. And they say, oh, positive. They've lied. And if you notice, the number of cases now are plummeting. Why? Because they finally had to back off and say, we're not going to amplify with the PCR test nearly as much as we've been doing. So they're not amplifying and they're not finding these little tiny pieces of DNA. So that all of a sudden, gosh, the number of cases is dropping like a rock. It's all been a lie. And it's hard for you as an American patriot and military veteran and Air Force officer to understand that this could possibly be going on. But it is. And I apologize for taking up so much time with this, but you're a friend of mine and I care. And you did not get the proper notice. Well, you didn't get the notice. And with any luck, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. I don't want you to worry any more than I just made you worry. But I'll send you some things that'll give you some real solid insight and understanding. And I won't be prattling on like this. And the same goes for everyone out there. I think you know that. Can you imagine going for an injection like this of an experiment that you are part of for the next 2 years? You are an actual guinea pig in a phase 3 unapproved trial for an injection. You are a guinea pig in a non-approved, dangerous, emergency-approved injection. They gave emergency approval because that's the way the bureaucracy works. It's all lies.
Do you know why China a year ago had the vaccine a year ahead of us? They must have known something. And then seemed like they deliberately spread it from Wuhan all around the world.
Correct. Of course they did. There are three different kinds of vaccines. The mRNA type. There's another one that the Russians are beginning to use now. They use an actual dead virus, which is a traditional way of making it. And there's another one which uses an adenovirus. And that adenovirus carries in certain material to your body. But if you notice also that until about a month ago, Pfizer was saying, oh, we've got to keep this at minus 94 degrees. And then one day, Pfizer said, oh, well, we don't need to do that. It's fine at just refrigerator temperature. Well, what the hell are they doing? Why all of a sudden are they so stupid that they said, oh, gee, it's fine at refrigerator temperature? So why did they go through all of that crap? Minus 94. Because it's all lies. Anyway, all right, let's stop. If we ever had ET intervention, George, we need help from good ETs now. We do. It's time. This evil has got to stop. All right, hold on a minute. And what, George?
Go ahead. It seems like key government people would be involved in this. And
you got it, Anthony Fauci.
Various countries, etc.
You got it, China. You got it. All right, hold on a minute. We'll be right back with George Filer after this.